Shimon and Reis on Lazayim didn't even daven in Erev Shabbos. So the Sif Aleph starts off the idea of Minchon Erev Shabbos. There's no more Machlokes. Person should like Adchila only daven Minchon Ketano or Minchon Gedolah. The Mechaber in Simon and Reis on the Gimel, when we discuss it, it says after Chet Yishah from Chatzos, to daven Minchon Yoytza. Explains the Mishnah over there. The fact that Minchon is connected to Tomon Ben Abayim, Medinai Avadim in Ereisa, you can do the carbon after half hour after Chatzos in the Ereisa. However, they were ma'achrin, they would make the carbon later on, because Allah says after you do the Tomon Ben Abayim, you cannot bring Kabbalah of Yafit. Therefore, they would make sure to do usually the Tomon Ben Abayim only from Minchon Ketanon onwards, that means after 9.5 hours. Therefore, the Chatzilah, Minchon is connected that. Then, according to the Mechaber, the Chatzilah, a person should have a Mincha from only Minchon Ketanon. However, since the Mechaber, since Medina is from Chatzos, a half hour after then onwards, therefore you're Yoytza. Mamshach the Mishnah Berurah says, however, other Rishonim disagree. The Rosh in the Torah says, Lachilu, you can't do it from Minchon Gedolah. So it comes down to Machlokes, is Minchon Gedolah versus Minchon Ketanon, Avada, everyone agrees you're Yoytza. The question is, what's a better thing to go do? Is it better for Minchon Ketanon, Mechaber? Or is it better, or even in the case of Minchon Gedolah? My submission will go down further and says, but let's say any situation where there's a milo to go down Minchon Gedolah. That means, for example, eating. You want to eat. And then that Mincho, that do after, oh, yeah, it's the dairy. Okay, so if I have a minion, it says, Mikuli Amo, Avada, that Mincho Gedolah. That's first Bekolius. The Gerta, I was taking the Ereshav, this Kamal the Chayodom, he says, even on the tzad, that first is one tzad, maybe first connect with the Merkats and pull Dav Mincho. Therefore, it should be Lekuli Amo, Dav Mincho Gedolah. When he said, let's be practical, even in his days, people are tired, they're running late. It seemed to be a little bit of Balagan or Shabbos, no matter what time Shabbos is, if it's 4 o'clock or 7 o'clock. Most houses, till you come to your grandfather, no kids at home, it seems to be a Balagan. So, Shkhanul Mechayodim says, therefore, to Mizar's Indian, Avada, a person on Erev Shabbos, Davin Mincha Gedolah. That's a great thing. The Kabachayim, or Chaim Palanji, being that was a minig of the Baal Shem Tov already. And there's a Mishavu in the Rishlav base, he's discussing that even though you want to be Samech upon the Shabbos calling you, he says, Anshe Maisel, what they do on Friday, they would daven for Mincha Gedolah. I mean, again, we know the Chassidim are very medactic during the week, not daven over here, but over here, a lot of them, they try to take on the Mechaber, the Mincha Ketanon onwards. But it says, Mishavu, Anshe Maisel, and he calls afterwards the Goyin, on Friday, they would daven Mincha Gedolah over here. And therefore, Kedus Halach, the Shmuel said, Avada, the covered Shabbos, Lukula Amla, the Chatchilo, Mincha Gedolah. Therefore, you see, Friday, even places that usually will not do Mincha Gedolah, I see in my house, practically, the Mizar is the tzibur, make sure they actually take showers on time, or the others more at all, I practically daven Mincha Gedolah, and that might be the case of Lukula Amla. Therefore, the Chashulchan, the Rishlam, and Gimel speaks out, but Kholius, any tzibur Kali you have to daven Mincha Gedolah, that's, I think that's the reason why over here the yeshivas are all daven Mincha Gedolah, not Mincha Ketanah, because it's Sima Kala. They make a cheshbon of Mitzah Sugya Bittel Torah. There's more of a mile of daven Mincha Gedolah over Mincha Ketanah. And therefore the Olam seems to daven Mincha Gedolah, because everyone agrees with Yoytza. The question which one overrides it, Avada at Dea Bittel Torah, or Tzad the cheshbon of Torah, we daven Mincha Gedolah. They only get to us every Friday, at least if you have a house like me, like most people here, you should daven Mincha Gedolah. In Zivah, Kamal Mechaber brings down that there are in the Neufel Apanayim. Kamal Mechaber across the Vosh. Why? Because some of the Knesset Shabbos. So now that Mincha Gedolah, it's not some of the Knesset Shabbos. It speaks out the Mechaber of the Halacha, still not Mechalik, whether it's Mincha Gedolah or Mincha Ketanah, still a Meisah who did not say Tachman. Sip Beis is a Sugra of making early Shabbos. Now, if you can, be should, or you're allowed to, what's the correct and humble, what to go do. So first Berach, 12, 13 years ago, Rav Nissim Kaplan gave a shir in Rav Ruben Shul, the Urcha Shabbos Shul. He spoke there Friday night, how it's usher to make early Shabbos. So, that week, in the building, there were signs up against Rav Nissim Kaplan. Hak says usher, Mais is not Minikla Yisrael, we do, and the Lad is Allah and Shulchan Aruch, they're allowed to. So next year, Rav Nissim, Shiva Smir, Thursday night, he's giving Thursday night shir. He says, I don't know, they put up signs against me. It's on recording. I don't know what had signs against me. I think I'm right. He gave a whole Tashir to try and defend himself. Still, though, he wasn't too happy what he said, his cheshbon over there. But I spoke to him, and his cheshbon is certainly not correct. And he has certain orders over here. I'm asking with him. I won't say the lotion, Osir. He have to be able to listen and say, Osir. But in the cheshbon, it's certainly not the correct thing.
Shas and Chag.
You have to. Mokum Tzarev, Shalom Bayis, Mokshem Hashem, Seder. Let's go. You want to put a sign, put a sign against him. Not against him. He enjoys the sign.
Is Horus correct or make early Shabbos incorrect?
He says the Osir to make early Shabbos.
Right. And what's...
The signs against him was that's not true. Look around the Minik Chazor, because he made the Amid Bar. Avoid, read the Shulchan Aruch, the sign says.
Certainly not correct?
Yes, Kimi, I agree. It's only not correct to make early Shabbos. I'm agreeing with him, yes. I am agreeing with him. Except not the Lashem Osir. I don't think it's Osir. We'll get to it. So let's discuss 20 different problems making early Shabbos. Some of them are once in a while, comes up here and there, but some of them when I get all the time. First, the two halakim over here. They get to davening when you make early Shabbos. The idea of they get to the pseudo. First, they get to davening. There's a Gemara Brachas Daf Chav Zayin discusses the Bekolius went to daven Ma'ariv. It's about Chalikus of Yehuda versus Chachamim. Yehuda says you can daven Ma'ariv from Plagin onwards. The Chachamim says Balaylo at night time. Each one under whatever is man at night. The Gemara is saying Ovid Kamar, Ovid Kamar. There are Be'ikri Paskin. Is that whatever you do, you have to be consistent. In life, you got to be consistent over here. Either you go like a Chachamim or you go like a Yehuda. Either you daven Ma'ariv always after Plagin and before Plagin. Or you always have a Ma'ariv by Laila and Mincha before Laila. The question is, right over here, everyone here davens Mincha after Plag. There's no one will tell you in this room they cannot daven Mincha after Plag.
Which
Plag? No, Plag. Let's go, we're going with the Plag. Whatever the Plag is. Everyone here, anyone makes early Shabbos, which Plag they're going by the Plag of Shkia, right? And everyone in this room, anyone makes early Shabbos by the Plag of Shkia, of course. So anyone in this room does Mincha after Plag of Shkia. So, come along ready. The tour, Beit Tzadik Gimel, brought down by the Beis Yosef by us, have it through its chaos. And he writes, Kimun Shinogu Klal Yisrael, like the Abonon. That's really the Rishonim that's discussing this. How in the world can you daven make Shabbos early? Therefore, the Ritz Chaos says you cannot make Shabbos early. It's how the Sugya of Tarti the Sasri. Once everyone here davened Mincha after Plag, how in the world can you daven now on Erev Shabbos after Plag?
Can you keep Rabbi Yehuda every Friday?
Oh, we'll get to that. That's first the Ritz Gaius. Come on, the Beis Yosef said that's true. That's a two on the Ritz Gaius. However, the Rambam and the Rosh disagree. They say a person can, on Erev Shabbos specifically, they can make Shabbos early and not worry about it. But then they explain why. Come on, the Rambam and he has 3 points why. One of the Mishavos goes Be'ikah with. One he says, it's true maybe, but he may Chodi can switch. In the Gev to Shabbos, since we have a Yisoid V'moisev V'chol Ala Kodesh, therefore the fact that we extend Shabbos earlier to the Mechol, therefore in essence, what are we doing when we're diving after Plag, when we're doing the Sefer Shabbos, that is Kelailo. There were true maybe during the week, you can't do that because you can't make the day after into the earlier, but you can make Shabbos earlier, and the words of the Mishavua come from Mogar Rom, therefore next year Kavi Kelailo. And if the Rabbanan say Laila, it is Laila over here. That's how Mishmur wants to be Yashiv Shash. In the Rabbanan, yeah, in the Rabbanan. So Rabbanan's Teretz on the page by us, Mishmur by us, in the Shul, and in the Sharet scene. So that's the side over here. Mamshach the Magavram, either two more reasons or more, two more points of Shad over here. He goes on saying, V'oid, what told I said of the Mincha is connected the fact of the Tom Ben Abayim. And the reason over there was, we come to burn the Ivorim. At night time, the Lachad Kindu Eilis Chol B'Shabbos, therefore, when did it burn the Ivarim? They were burned, not Mincha, but Ma'ariv is connecting the Ivarim, and the Ivarim they were burned at night time. Over here, they would do it earlier because it could not do Eilis Chol B'Shabbos. Therefore, when did they burn the Ivarim? Simply, on Lel Shabbos, they'll do it on Erev Shabbos. Therefore, a person can do Ma'ariv earlier because it can connect the Ivarim. Now, points out the Taisha Shabbos, that's a little bit of a stereo. What's the Mekabel Shabbos? Naive Baya, back to the case of Eilish Chol B'Shabbos. The whole point of having Ma'ariv early, connect the Ivarim, but once that Ma'ariv early, you can't burn the Ivarim anymore. That's the second point. Mamshuk the Mogavam, the third point. He says, V'oid is a Molochai Shito. He says, Echnami, the Loch is one day you can do like a Yehuda, one day you can do like a Rabbanon. That means, in the same day, it cannot be tied to the Sasri. But one day Rabbanon, one day Yehuda, the Ma'ariv says, Beseder. He says, Mogavam, Agam, we do not pass this like this. When they get to Erev Shabbos, it's Beseder. So Rambam says 3 points. Moisim Mechol HaKodesh, Void connected a varm. Void is a Molokai sheet that says you can switch one day to the next. Which moving not only the first reason. And this is the reason why we have a right over here to go make a case of early Shabbos to get to Marv Agam without Mincha afterwards. A local maestro. Can we have Marv after Plague when people over here have Mincha after Plague? With Claudius. So again, very clear, the Machaber by Osir Beitzi says he can. The Grad and Siva says he can. Asalashen, Maharamba also called Alping Zan Darizal that says you would never do that. You can only daven Mayer Balaila. If you owe it to Balaila, you also Balaila. The Goin Maiserab also is brought down over there that he would even miss out a minion, Dabi Chidis, because you have Dab Balaila, Tatis Tashi, brought down by the Berloch and Simon Rish Lamanai. Therefore, there's a Mishnah Guru and Simon Rish Ayn Aleph. There's a Berloch over there, Rish Ayn Aleph. And he starts with saying, how in the world could a person daven Mayer early, Mikhail Shabbos early? I usually not mincha after plague. Says the Bialoch Agam, I was ready miyashiv the minig, but us in Reis and Mazayin, why Moshe Cholal HaKadosh, we call Mokam the Chachila, Yisit Toiv Lemnoi Mizeh. Which Shavua tells you, don't do it. Better not to. That means you want to know who says not to make an early Shabbos? Mishnah Berurah. Why? Because Maisa, we have a Ritzkeis over here, we have a Rizal over here, we have a Goin over here, we can answer it. We have Mokam Teretz. The Maisa Maskon of the Bialoch, Toiv Lemnoi Mizeh. Not some safer off the page. Some the Bialoch of its Chaim is telling you we have Rishonim of Poskim Toilim Noim is it? Toilim Noim. Now Vadis is a Chayodom. A person that Shalom Bayis say this a Toilim Noim. Shalom Bayis we do. People are starving. But Tzaren Shabbos a Vada we do. But Stamazai Toilim Noim is it? One. We should toil Echol. A Vada should be responsible. Don't get involved with that. I'm asking. But at the end of the day, again, so who says not to? The first question, how in the world, everyone need that mincha to plaque all the time, plaque Rosh Chia, Hakvik Elu Shabbos, but Shavua says, Toiv Lem Noi Mizeh, Zuchom Tzchayim. Right. Everything else is not to be Moise. Second. In the Be'aloth and Reish Ayin Aleph, the, he starts off, the big one, yeah, the beginning, not, he doesn't read the whole thing. He starts off with this question. Lachchila, Yoyset, right, Lachchila, Yoyset Toiv Lem Noi Mizeh. What? That means he's telling you, if you is Chavetz Chaim, what to go do, nothing is offered. But over here, there he says, Agav Ayz Miyashimit, that means he wrote to Chavetz Chaim, what to go do. It's not like a chil, you probably can do it. Chavetz Chaim says, 100% you can. It's better not to. Chavetz Chaim says it's better not to. What would you? No. He's coming on this circuit. If you were to Chavetz Chaim, he tells me you can make a Elul Shabbos. Look, you have to not go do it. What would you go do? He tells me, look, you have to not go do it. Well, next. Next. Now we still have a chabur that person should not chila daven mincha gedoylo. Let's say a person not daven mincha gedoylo. So, come on to daven mincha. I come to daven mincha ketano. Some of the daven mincha after the plague. Could a person daven mincha after the plague, and daven also mayav after the plague, both before the case of Lilo. So there's a question, maybe miyuchu to Erev Shabbos, maybe it's mutter. So b'etzem first, the get to be cholis b'yimei chol, you daven mincha and mayav both after the plague before Lilo, this is our choshuchon, comes to miyash of the minning, and even b'yimei chol. I said the poskim b'kir did not go the way. The get to Shabbos, come to the cholis chayim, it brings down the mitzivis, the derech chayim, and he wants a taino, that if I'm in the get to Shabbos, a person he can daven side mincha and mayav after plag before Lilo. They could say a simple svara. Once the Mishnah Berurah says if Moshe bechalal lekodesh, therefore once mincha is after plag, that's Friday. Once Moshe bechalal lekodesh, that's Lilo here. Won't be a case of tarti sasri. That could be the side of the nesivus. The Maaseh Chavetz Chaim brings down this nesivus and says that ain lishmoy chalzer, not to be semich upon it. Maravam Mishpirim Gadol, we're not semich upon this Indian. But when you look up the Sivis inside, he's very clear, he writes the reason why to daven earlier, because later on you cannot find the minion, and how can daven be a chidus over there? Therefore he says, therefore it can be semich upon his side over here. Everyone over here can find a minion later on. I mean, you want to tell me I'm semich on the Sivis, gets where she was, says, ain't less mechal there. Even the Sivis you don't have what to be semich upon. The holiest side of the Sivis is why? It's that feel of the Sivis. That's two. Elmai, what do you do? We have to have now mincha before mincha ktano, before plague, I might have to plague. Number three, this Friday, a person wants to make an early Shabbos. Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh. When you make early Shabbos, do you say Yalav Yavoy when still not nighttime? So I ask numerous people what to go do. They tell me very simple. They daven quietly. Okay. So I ask them, well, Maisa, what did you do last time? I don't remember. So what are you going to go do? I'll see. But what's the halacha over here? What, this Friday, people make early Shabbos. Do you say Yalav Yavoy? Is it Rosh Chodesh? Not Rosh Chodesh. So Maisa. What? Well, every time that question be called, you may call without plugging on. Do you say it or not? Question. This the gear to Erev Shabbos. Question be called, it's Moscow. So I say it is a machlokes. However, ikka the place can pass him with tough chavayis, the rabbam, the elgav, and Mishnah Berurah, and chayadim others. It cannot be say yalav yavoy. And the Olam seems to not know that. Another problem that you're missing out yalav yavoy. And now the guy gives a clap. He's like, "Do I give a clap? Don't give a clap. What are we going to do?" But the people just don't know. It's a certainty deal, and Maisa agree Paskin against the Earth's feet. And Rosh says, "Not sure why that's so." People book of it so. Maisa at the end of the day, we pass. We do say Yalav Yavoy. A fourth problem. I ask people what they do 4 weeks ago when Rosh Chodesh was on Friday, and then the Shabbos is not Rosh Chodesh, and they made it early Shabbos. I asked them what they did. I didn't get a clear answer. But what did you do? What should you have done? What's the luck in that case? So again, the Mishibur Tov Chavdal, he writes over there that we did not say Yalav Yavoy. Again, not that simple. But that's why so people just don't seem to know that. A fifth point over here. It seems to me today, the Gerit to Sfiras Omer, people of Hashem, is much more, when I was younger, people had a hard time, you get to the end of Sfiras Omer, come on, you hear people saying brachas. Today, we have apps and reminders and alarms. Everybody wanting you and Maisa. Come on, everyone gets the industry assignment. But I see that most of the time people not say bracha. Yes, why not say bracha? Come on, every single time is because Friday night I made it daven early. There's no apps over there, no one's calling, no one's reminding you over there, no alum over there. It seems to be a mina nika of people who are missing spirit to the end, which could be a mavatil, a mitzvah, the raisa, according to the Bahag. Because make Shabbos early. My father, we would never make Shabbos early during Sfira. Never. During the week, during the year, summer, yeah, but not during Sfira. Why can Nochel Bayah be said about the Indian of Sfira Zaymer? A sixth problem. There's a halacha or meaning that people might say daven on the Yurt site for the Omid. So let's say the Yurt is on Shabbos, they make early Shabbos, they daven for the Omid. It's a big shalom, they make their neder or minig when they're, maybe a bat, mamash, a shalom neder over here, when they made early Shabbos, daven for the Omid. Because Yaakov is not that simple. So these are always that come out over here. Why not make Shabbos early mitzvah tefillah? Void. Go back to the sugya plag. Plag means plag a mincha, either a quarter or a chelik over here. So what is plag? Plag is an hour and a quarter before something. Mishmor always brings down, Kamala always brings down two shittas. Either an hour and a quarter before it says a kechavim, or an hour and a quarter before shkiyas a chamo. That means the way the Magavim was in Rishlam and Gimel, he says it's an hour and a quarter before Tetz Kechavim. Therefore, the Magavim is telling, what is your side of a day? The side of a day is from Alois HaShachar to Tetz Kechavim. Tell the Sheni, which will be down for Rosh and Gain, they say it's an hour and a quarter before Shkia Sechamo. And what is this man of a day? This man of a day is from Netz Sechamo to Shkia Sechamo. That's how the kids are for Shulchan, that's how the Grav Paskins. The Mishigur, it brings down in Reish Lam and Gimel, in Reish Lam and Chalef, Reish Lam and Gimel, and Tov and Gimel, two shittos. He doesn't pass him. Again, in Chus Chanukah, fifth place, Tov Reish and Gimel, he does pass him. He says the plague of Tzeis. That means either he brings down both, or the plague of Tzeis. By Chanukah, you have to widen up particularly over there. Now, Lalocho, for the person daven before plague, Mekabel Shabbos, Mekabel Shabbos before plague. So, I don't show the Mechaber, but also Reish Lam and Gimel, so valid. And there are more reason of Sebeis over there. Person cannot Mekabel Shabbos before Plag. Can't do that. And let's say he was Mekabel Shabbos before Plag. Send the Mishigur and Reis HaMekalach and the Reis HaMekimel. It's that Mamish ain't Kabbalosa, Kabbalah, even B'dievet. It's nothing. Mamish nothing. That means like Mekabel Shabbos on Tuesday and Wednesday. That means the Bracha is Bracha Shabbos, the Tefillah is Tefillah Shabbos. Nothing counts. No. Now the others want to argue with Mishigur. They want to know it is good B'dievet. But my Mishigur says, how interesting the Shulchan Aruch over here that you daven before plague, the makes it nothing. After plague, the Seder. Come with the Mishnah and the Reish Lam and Gimel, and he discusses, let's say a person, he davens after plague. He writes over there that the Aryeh machlokes among the poskim about davening after flock. Therefore, he says negiah to tefilo does not be chlisa and daven all over because you daven before shkia. In Reish Abchalov, he discussed over there if you mekabel Shabbos after flock. He said over there b'di'evad negiah to melacha not to go do. So I understand. Mashmuel one time says a body can kabel Shabbos early, have a title noy maybe not to. Another time Mashmuel says you don't. But b'di'evad, once you did it, don't have an early. Why? Right? Maybe a tefillah shava. B'di'evad, not to malach afterwards. Shchula, there are two different plagues over here. There's a plague in the gate that says, and a plague in the gate to shkia. Plague in the gate that says, v'vadim kabbal Shabbos. Because everything, tevlim noya, you need to tevlim noya. The plague after shkia is telling you not to mekabel. Not to mekabel Shabbos. B'di'evad, if you did it already, don't do malacha. But the end of it, if you did already, what's the din? Don't have it all over again. So the Chorah comes out, the feed, what the Mishmur is saying in Reish Laman says, in Reish Laman Gimel, in Reish Laman Chalef, it comes out, another reason, which is a plague, which plague? Plague of Shkia, Mishmur is saying, don't do that. Don't be Mekamel Shabbos. How in the world can damage it early? So now the obvious question is, why am I asking making Shabbos early? When, well, let's analyze. When is Plag? Plag is an hour and a quarter. Hour and a quarter is 75 minutes. When's Seisker Chavim? Let's go to the simple numbers of Bay Thomas. 4 mil is 72 minutes. So when is Shkia? Shkia is 72 minutes before it's Seis, and Plag is 3 minutes before that. So what am I asking anyone who's making Shabbos early? Let's ask anyone from a Kabbalah Shabbos 18 minutes beforehand, 20 minutes beforehand, when the Shabbos 40 minutes beforehand, asking everybody, Mishmur says, Daddy, go do that. How in the world is anyone from a Kabbalah Shabbos more than 3 minutes before the case of Seis? Mishmur is saying, only be the Evid. Don't do Malacha, don't daven, otherwise, what are we doing? Kasha Nos. As Zayfer points out, the Bialocha and the Reisam of Alice, the Beis we saw already. Come over Mishmur Brua and the Bialocha and the Reisam of Gimel, the way he wants to answer, is if Dalad, he has his Kasha, he has his problem. He says, true, we should not really daven the plague before Shkia. But some upon the Shitas that we saw already, the Amor brings down in Reisam Chalef, that different Rishonim bring down Rachos, Ruah, Maril, that 2 hours before Shabbos, you have a right to Mekabel Shabbos. Therefore, it says in Mishabur, we will not do plague before Shkia. However, 2 hours before Shabbos, Vada Yis Lismach HaBach HaMog Avrom, to Mekabel 2 hours before nighttime. Vada yesh lismach. Vada. Sorry, I didn't cut off any words over here. Vada yesh lismach. That's what the Elam is doing. Anyone who davens 18 minutes, anyone who does halakhos neiros of Shabbos 18 minutes beforehand, anyone making bracha of halakhos neiros beforehand, vada yesh lismach. Now, first, what does it mean 2 hours beforehand? What does it mean 2 hours beforehand? So first of all, before Levushe Shad says in the Smokar Ram Lebach, it means 2 hours before Tseis. Does not mean 2 hours before Shkia. It means 2 hours before Tseis. Now when it says 2 hours before Tseis, does it mean 2 hours before Tseis or Shos Manis or Shos Shabbos? It really depends where the Makor we're coming from. Look at the Dark Moshe, it sounds like 2 hours Shabbos. Maishi, look at the Smokar Ram and the Bach of the Mishmur is coming from, it's 2 hours Manis. Now just in the number Shabbai, just to understand the numbers, let's make it simple. The shortest time of the year, I mean, just saying, we're saying it's 12 hours Shos Manias, so there's 2 hours beforehand. So, if you go a day, it's from Neitz to Shkia Sechamo, so by Tes Tavis is the shortest day of the year. An hour comes out to be Be'erch 50 minutes, not more than 50 minutes. That's if you go, again, a day from Neitz to Shkia. But let's say you go, then the day is from Alois to Shkia Sechamo. The shortest hour, and Alois till Tezkechavim, the shortest hour is about 65 minutes, an hour and 5 minutes. That's the shortest hour over here. Now we're saying right now, we're saying 2 hours before Tzeis. Look at the Urim inside, it sounds like which Tzeis is he going with? He's going 22 and a half minutes is a mil. And that's the Chor Elos HaDechav Tzchami who spoke out already. He picked up Paschus 22 and a half minutes. He says that way to get to Chometz, so that way to get to Blicha, 22 and a half minutes. That means it comes out, says it's 90 minutes. Now, if you take the shortest time, an hour and 5 minutes, you do 2 hours, is 65 minutes. If you do 2 hours, it's 65 and 65 is 130. 130 minutes is 2 hours. Do 90 minutes, and 130 minutes before 90 minutes is what? Is 40 minutes before Shkia. That means the earliest time during the year they'll come out that 2 hours is before nighttime is 40 minutes before Shkia. That means it's very good why people say Mikabel Shabbos 40 minutes before and Minig Yerushalayim. The Cheshbon Shavuot comes out, again, you can just go with the Reim Sheet, the Mishwurz and Vada Yeshim and Lismach. Again, if you're going 22 and a half minutes, is 90 minutes, is from Shkia Tzeis. Shkia Tzeis is 90 minutes. And you have the shortest time, is an hour and 5 minutes, 2 hours, 130 minutes. It comes out, this one point out, the shortest time is 40 minutes before Shkia. That means you want Mikabel Shabbos 40 minutes before Shkia, the Seder. Who says you can go do that? The thing is, how we make early Shabbos, Mishmur says, from Plagish Kiyan not to. 2 hours before the Maisi says you can. That means, Nochel Bayah, why a person on the simple numbers, we're saying, when people are doing, making early Shabbos, we'll get to what you're answering back. I know what you're saying. I mean, go to the simple numbers at first, just before you get to your sign. The simple numbers that comes out, not a problem why a person cannot do make early Shabbos from Plag or Shkia is because Chofetz Chaim says don't do that. He says don't do that. Melacha b'chayshish, tefillah b'chayshish, but don't do that. But 2 hours might say you can. That's a simple understanding. Where is that? Before you start. So now the question is, I threw out simple numbers. You can start arguing with the numbers, it sounds like you're the only ones to argue with the numbers. They really can argue from 2 points. One is, the number I'm throwing out is from the winter, the shortest amount of time. If you go to the summer, the hours get bigger over here. And when the hours get bigger, it comes out, there's not much of a difference of 2 hours beforehand and the idea of plag before Shkia. It comes out, the hours get to end up being several hundred, and there's if you want, the chart that Ari Ginsberg made against me, the printer of Darwin Lockton, that he pointed out there's not much of a difference of between the 2 months in the summer. In the winter there can be a difference, but not in the summer, that's Aleph. V'oid, they point out that Negeta is not Kriyashma, the Eid was Semich upon the Goin. So anyone who does that is Semich that the day is from Nates to Shkia. So the Minig already is that, not worrying about the idea from Aleh to Tezkechar. V'oid, they point out that B'nai Yeshiva, anytime they do Ne'ilah, they're doing the ilah from which plague? From the plague of Shkia Sechama. So you see, we start with half an ilah, Yom Kippur, Yom Adin, already the yeshivas, not just the Moinam. The yeshivas doing from plague, a case of the ilah from the case of plague. V'oid, so that means, point out the numbers I threw out, not that simple. V'oid, we already mentioned, we discussed it this man in the Beit Tam, 72 or 90, already the Bialoch of the Mitchas Koyin, the Chos Chaim brings down, that depends, is it really 72? Maybe darkness overrides the Zmanim. And therefore, if 3 stars come out, and we see by the 3 stars, the Moshe 50 in America is 72. New York, 50 is 72. Come down Yishlayim, the Ikko come out, 40 is 72. If it comes out, 40 is 72, it will come out the 2 hours only before the plague of Shkia. If that's going to make the Cheshbon. V'oid, it depends. I think the 2 hours again. No, they're going to the Tzeis. Because the whole 2 hours come from the Tzeis of the Beit Tam. No, that. I want to get even.
Same Tzeis.
So from time to time. Okay. No.
I'm not going with the Cheshbon.
I'm saying
Tzeis.
They're still doing before that. No. So it comes out again. So either you can argue the summer numbers are different. And again, the 3 points to argue the Cheshbon, I said. 3 points. Number one, summer numbers are different. Number two is that the Shiva seem to go from the day it's from Mishkia from Natal Shkia, from the from Nila or Zman Kriyashma. Number three, we can see 50 is 72 or 40 is 72, and the 2 hours will come out before this man of Plagar Shkia. I'm not sure. He's saying maybe afterwards. Right. It's Meir.
All Shabbos means Meir.
Yeah.
That works for Chanukah also. This Cheshbon of
2 hours. I'm not sure. Now, so until now we discussed, again, I think over here, ready, 7 different points to get to Ma'ariv. They get to specifically Kriyashma in Ma'ariv. Again, discussing Ma'ariv. And they get to Kriyashma. Now, Kriyashma, everyone agrees, it has to be at nighttime. That's not a question. I mean, the whole thing is they get to Ma'ariv, could have Yehuda Shito, Yidav HaPlag, Vesmichal HaKadosh. But they get to Kriyashma, Avad Yehuda at night. Now, in Kriyashma, let's start first. Before Kriyashma, there's Birchas Kriyashma. Birchas Kriyashma, the Zmanim, is that a Zman in Kriyashma? But then that is man in Shemon Esrei. That means, I think the Elam knows Machlokes among Rishonim, the Rashi versus Ben Yoina. What is Birchas Kriyas Shema based upon? That means in Yeshiva of the Mir, then Machbe to get not only Kriyas Shema but his man Magen Avraham. Then Machbe to get Kriyas Shema and Birchas Kriyas Shema also his man Magen Avraham. That's trying to be Machbe a double chumro of get even the Birchas Kriyas Shema in this man of Kriyas Shema. If so, the question is, we're diving right now, Ma'ariv early. On the tzad, the Birch Kriyashma is part of Kriyashma. Kriyashma has to be done at night. Can a person daven Birchas Kriyashma, the brachis, when you make Shabbos early? Come on, Moshe, in Dibbs Archaim Chel Beis, said maybe you have a right to say Shemon Esrei. But who says you have a right to say Birchas Kriyashma? Shemon Esrei, yeah, there's Rav Yehuda, this Shito, that Shito. You got to feel a bit Tzibur, but Birchas Kriyashma, I can't do that. He said, El Mai. Machloikis, ain't no achro of a kamav of a kamar. But he points out if sometimes a person daven mincha after plag, what time is it tied to the sasri? And then we tell that a person should not daven kriyashman the brochas. You won't go daven make early Shabbos kol kavod. Shemon Esrei. But where's the birchas kriyashma? He says what this person should do, daven after your meal, birchas kriyashma and kriyashma. By inside the brochas, for Moshe. Let him see if it's not kol kamoshe. That's not a problem over here. A ninth thing, let's say Kriyashma itself. Avad, everyone is not Yaitzer Kriyashma. Not everyone. Pasha not Yaitzer. So, come on, the Mishnah one says, Pasha can say, he's Daven, Kriyashma afterwards. Very simple, Kriyashma afterwards.
Why don't you Daven the whole thing after your Suda?
Yeah. We'll get to, oh, okay, we'll get to, yeah, we'll get to, yeah. But, So, but Daven Kriyashma. So first, the question is, you do Kriyashma afterwards. Now, a lot of people forget. At least that problem, people forget to say Kriyashma. Can you be similar on Kriyashma Alamito? Kriyashma Alamito. So, come on, which you want, Reish Laman Hey, and also Reish Ayin Aleph. He discusses a few problems not to be similar on Kriyashma Alamito. Number one, he says, the fact that he's saying it, we pass in Simon Samach by the Reis and Mitzvah Tzvich Kavano. The fact that you forget and you said it, and you always say it, you have no kavana for it, you're not becoming the mitzvah, number one. Number two, the reason why he's saying Kriyashma Alamito, it's not Mavricha Mazikim, it's not Shmir Shabbai. However, not to Mekabal Omal Kishmaim Bemura, the fear. The Mekabal says, you have to have, you do Kriyashma Alamito, if you want Mekabal Mitzvah, Mekavana, you have to have nothing of Mekabal Omal Kishmaim. Right, I think the point I'm here, when they say Kriyashma Alamito, don't say all three parashiyas. A technical issue over here.
If you have
chatzos, not a bayah. If not, it can say. So come along, there, not a problem over here. Negate Kriyashma, a tenth Indian person. He not makabel or makayim the mitzvah Kriyashma when he says during davening. So he comes home. He's gonna say Kriyashma afterwards. No problem. I with a shemir, ma'isa b'ktumul, l'chora to shem even work by mitzvah deraisa. Not that simple. But if the Shem itself is eating, also lav davkin helps over here. But let's say you have an alarm clock, and the whole Shem works for a case of derisis. So that would work in a situation where you have a Shem. But a lot of times, we don't have any alarms, right? People, they do. They come home, there's no shmir on the bedside. So the look is a person cannot start eating a half hour before this month. So let's say you hold during the week, you davkin, usually you hold medinoi, Ma'ariv is 20 minutes afterwards. You pass and go in there. 20 minutes after the Shkia is ready, is nighttime, it's safe to get to the garden. She'll daven Ma'ariv and Kriyashma Yates 20 minutes afterwards. A lot of people will do that by Simon Kadoimah. You come home, it's 10 minutes now before Shkia, you want to make Kiddush. It's a half hour before this month. Could a person start the Sudo a half hour within this month? Said the Mogar Vomba also Kodim Beis, the Graz, said, my son, what's your, how can you go do that? I said, Hashani, there's an Oyer Shabbos, the Taisu Shabbos, and say, what do you mean? What's the Mekabal Shabbos early? Maybe we can't end up Kriya Shema already. Early on Taisu Shabbos. So Mazam said, that's a Tmiya, how can you say that? But I'm not Kriya Shema over here. Maisa Bishmua says, the Mixi Mekel, Ein Limchos, Yishomi Lismuch. Maisa Bishmua is saying, better don't start the meal. Not a problem. Numerous times people, when they're coming home and they have they're a half hour within this month. Not sure you can get around this question by making a shomer, if you want to be something about the shomer case of the Raisa. Which again is not a simple struggle to the kids to something about that. Because I said, if you would hold that way, if the whole year you're not down Krishna all over again, you're not 20 minutes afterwards, the idea of Tatis Asri. If that's what you would do, you wouldn't. I'm saying if that's Yizman, 20 minutes afterwards. That's not Yizman. Yeah, if you would always never say Krishna before 60, yeah, you not a chumah. No. No, what do you hold? You have to know what you hold. Sometimes you have to pick a side. When you pick a side, if you hold 20 minutes afterwards, you shalim, you have no, you can't dominate, you can't stop the suit 10 minutes before.
People are knowing
like
that way the whole week.
I'm not sure what you're referring to, but maybe afterwards. So why are you saying Yishma in them place? Yes, you want to say in them place. Why say, you have to see the other up inside? Remember this reason. Maybe she'll come to the other up inside. So that makes those are already 10 points negated to making Shabbos early, negated davening. Now let's jump to the 11th point, negate the Suda Shabbat. Again, we have 10 points, some of them are stronger points, some of the less stronger points. Why not make the davening early? 11th point, now negate to the Suda. In the Suda, we start with making Kiddush. Can you make Kiddush early? That means the Beis Yisrael over here brings down the Rizkeias, and the Shulik Gevorim solve the Nachlof Allah brings down. Shabbos, you want to have it earlier, so the Shulik Gevorim, no problem. The Kiddush, the Gemara says, Zachary Al Yain, the Kiddush also. The Kiddush also is what? It says Kechovim. It says Shulik Gevorim, how in the world are you making the Zachar Zayim of Shabbos, the Kaddish, or the Din Dereisa of Kiddush, or you make Kiddush on Friday, or you make Kiddush on Tuesday and Wednesday? How are you making the Mitzvah? It says you cannot make Kiddush early. And therefore, there's a slack that people go, we'll say, this sheet is a riff over here. I'm sure they're showing you, they point out. And point out the problem over here. I'm sure they're showing you. Those disagree. Some believe in the Mechab that way. And Mishmo Vesiv Kodentai says, you can be, right? Very clearly. Yochel Kaddish L'Echol Miyad. I mean, the Mechab doesn't say clearly, but Mishmo speaks out, you can't be Mechadish. You have Nochel Bayad, they point out, but according to the Inam Mekam Kiddush, according to the Shulik Gevorim, maybe the Rav Shito. A problem, again, there's Rashi, there's Chayish for it. Void. Kimmel Mechaber, and he says, you'd eat Miyad. Make the Suda Miyad. Kimmel Mechaber, Zalman, Rav Shtubach, has a Truman, the Chalakei, and he wants a Taino, the Mechaber discussing. He's discussing, you make Kiddush Miyad, make Suda Miyad, is from Plag after, from Tzeis. Obviously, discussing Plag from Tzeis. What's a Tzibah over here doing? They're doing case of plague from Shkia. So don't tell me it's a Mishavu that says you can go do that. Don't tell me it's a Muhammad that says you can go do that. That is causing a case of plague, the situation of Tzeis. Why is that better? Because everyone agrees you can Moshe from Shabbos, from Shkia onwards. That's not a problem. So that is a chelik of Shabbos. But to Moshe from ready from war as man muflik from Shkia, who says as a mile over here? Who says the simple Shkia from Mariv? The Apollon can be Semich upon it. Bekiddush deraisa, who says you can? The Rosh Hashanah writes in Shiva, be very careful that the true maybe yain is only case of rabbanon, but the kiddush zochel zayim shabbos can't just the case of deraisa. You make it early Shabbos. And he says, and you make kiddush as my mufl mushkiyo. Make sure during the meal you say zochel zayim shabbos the kiddush rite. Others Rosh Hashanah you mavatul and mitzvah to say deraisa. But zochel zayim shabbos the kiddush rite.
Back to the time you finish davening.
Again, we'll get about people who are going to switch his mind. They'll have this problem. The people, well, he wants to do that afterwards. Yeah. I'm saying what Rosh Tzemach says, Rosh Tzemach says. Shabbos not only Rosh Hashanah seem to be going even in Yishlayim with people from Kiddush Shkiyah, he still says this. He has a different cheshbon. He's not coming from that. He's coming with a different cheshbon. He's coming that even they go from Kiddush Shkiyah, it has to be summer. He has the idea it has to be within a half hour. It's not muflik he doesn't like. That's the side. Muflik. I mean, before him is before Shkiyah doesn't like it. Half hour he said that. Some more of that doesn't like it. Void. Void the 13th point. What? He says within a half hour of Shkia. That's for Void. Another point is we're saying from the Mishnah with his Cheshbon that he's saying from Plagin after Shkia, he came from Shkia. He's coming with saying like, only b'di'evit, not b'chayes of the spaul, not to a case of malachov here. If he says l'chachila, not b'chayes of the spaul, a bad l'chachila person should not. Kind mitzvah say the rice of kiddush. Va'oid elamai, can tell me what I mean? We're doing davening. Yishchalik davening is a case to rabbanon, and over here kiddush is worse. The case to rice. I can tell me Shmuel says vani yishem and lismoich of 2 hours. That's because the case to rabbanon. We don't have Mishmuel to get the case of the rice over here. So if nochabaya Mishmuel is telling you from plag of shkia don't do. The moinam says we do of 2 hours. The Maisa, who's the Mishmuel, says in the Gedi case of Reis, maybe case of Rabbanon. Take a 14th case. Person tells me he has a bar mitzvah coming up. There's always bar mitzvahs in the summer. If you're making bar mitzvahs, you peg for a hole, you want to make a big simcha, make Shabbos early. So what happens, the kid who has a bar mitzvah on Shabbos, he comes and he makes Kiddush Bo'ed Yoyim, he comes along and he damages Bo'ed Yoyim, and what happens is, as Mitzvah said, the Reis of Kiddush, he's a cotton. The first thing he did, he's a mevatel of the Reis of Kiddush. Where's the davening? He did away a cotton. So speaks out, comes to Lochas, Peskechuvas, these people who are by the Simchas, making the Oinik Shabbos over here, they're good for Oinik Tzibur. He just got the child into the first thing he did, where's his Mayriv? Where's his Kiddush over here? Nochabaya. A 15th point is the gate to make. My cousin is a davening mar, but it didn't mekayim the mitzvah. That's two double and one drabon. See, a kiddush is deraisel, and the drabon is not mekayim it. And the gate myrib is two drabonos, right? He's a cotton of the drabon of myrib, and a nice is one drabon. She says a double drabon mekayim the mitzvah, one drabon. So we look among that right now. They give out what the Tetzis Shabbos, what the davening, which himself says. Depends what's my own discussion with him. Shmuel himself says maybe it's only drabon not deraisa, right? And who says the gate? Even if it is deraisa, who says the gate to my mitzvah boy? Maybe that's only going to get to Shabbos. But is he 13? Is he at the end of the day? Is he 13? He's not 13. It's Abi for he's not 13. It's Shabbos. But he's not 13. It's not the day. He gets zero, right? He gets zero. He can count zero. Anyone count zero then? Would you? I go to the mikvah. I mean, mutter like what? You want to do that? So again, the Pesukim they speak out this problem here. The Shem Tzum Alocha, it may be that all this cost of a mitzvah boy. What's going on here? These simchas, I'm pointing out problems. Make your holy Shabbos. A 15th point. What? Yeah, everyone can have my except for the kids. Tell them to have it afterwards, right? First bit of the A 15th point is, and I said, what happens? We come along and we make Bayev early, we daven early, and then we come and make the sudu, start making early. The question is, on the Shabbos meal, we have to have pass. Every meal you have to have pass. And the core for that is more on Shabbos, because you're Zayin of Beis, Gemara says, Ayoyim, 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 we should wear Austin, the Simon, Bing, Jansen, Kon, Hey, we have to have 3 sudus on Shabbos. The question is, you have to have 3 sudus on Shabbos. Let's say you make early Shabbos. Moshe Mechala LaKodesh. When you eat pas before nighttime, are you mekayim a shadow of the raisa? Mechalis the raisa, abonim, of the Roman pas of the sudo Shabbos? Are you mekayim the mitzvah? That's the question. Come on, Mishmu over here, and Mingzan, Machalis among the Taz, among the Roman, what's the local? Come on, Vitaz, and you won't say, Mosh Bechalo Kodesh and Dinder Aiso, Mikhaim the case of Pass. And therefore, Gamda, Moin Am. Usually, the first course we have Pass, the second course, very few people have Pass. The second course is usually at nighttime. So, according to Vitaz, the first course is Beseder, or Chashukun passes away. After the Shani, come on, Mogavrom, he brings down, there's a Bach, there's a Maral. So, Chassidim says, words very clear, Eich yalla, gimel sudas on Shabbos, eat during the day. Moed b'chol ha'kodesh, very nice, but at the end of the day, the pasuk says that yom 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 has to be on Saturday. On Saturday, it has to be on the case of Shabbos kodesh. Not Shabbos kodesh. Has to be on the day of, has to be on Shabbos. Has to be on Shabbos over here. And therefore the Sefer says, how can you? The Maisa of Shmuel, Paschal is like the grass and the Mogarom, is not halachosh. That means if you make Shabbos early, the problem is a lot of people do not eat pas balayla. Now speak out, you tell me I eat benesh moshes. So the people go, it's not benesh moshes. It has to be balayla, it has to be nighttime. And therefore, if you not eat pas at nighttime, give me a vatel, a din deraisa. Now, come along the liashim and the locha say your pas of the kiss is also okay. If something that you eat enough that you meet me and gradually you wash and bench, that lice is enough. Then you get involved with what the shear is. Now how much of it is the shear is kazayas, right? The shear is kazayas, and sekibayas, and kazayas. Yeah, a pasta, says the ashim, when it comes to lochas, a pasta will be kissing you. If you would kavayas, you do wash and bench, you may get that also at night time. So then you get involved with what we're eating for dessert. Well, exactly, if you eat enough bisley or cake, could you actually wash on it when you sit down and eat
it? It's like the bread. You already made
it. I get involved with that. It's another tumult, and it's not due during the week. Another shiloh. The Maaseh comes along, Mishmur is telling you, make sure, if you make early Shabbos, make sure at nighttime, whatever it says, whatever your taste is, make sure you have a Kazayis pass. Who's Kazayis? It's not the Shabbos, Kazayis pass. Nochin Lofesh. That's the correct thing you'll do. Nochin near 20th thing, that when a person makes early Shabbos, the Locha is Yerdeya, Sima Kuv Tzadik Vav, the person is supposed to do a B'dika Samuch L'Shkiyah. Hefzik Tara Samuch L'Shkiyah. Now, when you make Shabbos early, Samach to nighttime, well, it's nighttime. You make, she's doing a Lux Neris an hour beforehand. When's the Vedika? An hour before Shabbos, or is it an hour later before Shkia? Come on, but the Paiskim is saying very clearly what you're going to do. Do two Hefziks. Paiskim is saying, people don't know. But the Paiskim is going to say, since that's Samach to Shkia, the correct time Hogi is do a Hefzik before Kabbalah Shabbos, and a Hefzik before Shkia. The parashulcha does bring down from the chayodom, if there was a correct hogas to a case of a moich. So the first hefzik, the first time is a hefzik before when Kabbalah Shabbos. The second time you can set upon the moich, you put it in before shkia, and that will be a case of a second hefzik. But the moin am who do a hefzik do not know the loch is the correct thing is to do two hefziks. Avadabli ever do a hefzik before shkia. The moin am says beker with semich upon it. I can't look scenario. See, shlomo one that so it's not that simple. I mean, who would do a lock scenario? It's even worse. Because it's a mice over there. You know, already a mice can be even worse darker. But mice, the moin am seems to be semich upon doing a hefzik before shkia. That's a lock of kuf tzadik vav a shaila bortan in sifal over there. The shach on the page. I'm over there. It's shaila. Then the pesukim say the back of there says do two hefziks. And people don't know that. That's a problem. What?
What's the reason for the Torah?
Because it says some of the question is, what is nighttime?
Not just for people during
the Shabbos. No, there's always some Lashkiyah. During the week, there's always some Lashkiyah. Only Erish, discussing specifically Erish Shabbos, or you Damayv early. Right, anytime you Damayv early. Anytime you Damayv early, same question. There's no Damayv early usually. The same challenge.
So each week, somebody like Karen's pointing out the Lashkiyah.
We'll come out to do two F6. That's what I say.
Not only by
No, that's, no, actually, a Lokh is not that simple, myself. Because again, a lot of places in time they only walk because they're Ikka. Lokh is a little bit different. I'll show the Sugyo. A 21st problem over here is, we already pointed out that when the husband makes Shabbos, is a wife, Nigra, afterwards. We spoke out of the Machlik, a Shabbos, first 14, verse 14, that once the husband makes Shabbos, the wife of the Mebesa is Nigra afterwards, send them a Korachayim, Mitzad that way the Pimgodim, tell them that way of Vosna, the Chodashani, and the women cannot do Malacha. She has to unlock his Neris. That means, let's say he's, there are certain shuls they tell me, let's say Lakewood, it says over there that we're going to do Kabbalah Shabbos at 3 minutes after Plag. They say, they write upon the sign, and therefore women should light in those 3 minutes. Could they go like this, Paiskim Matayno, you have to can only light after Plag before, after you call the husband to Kabbalah Shabbos. And the husband saying Kabbalah Shabbos, but it's really Yom Shabbos, 3 minutes after Plag. Make sure that each light within those 3 minutes over there. Or Moshe does not go this way, it's only for convenience, but he says, what women can not do block for the husband over there. So you have Nochabaya, although newest poiskim will pass, and again, the Vos and the Chodeshani, that people at home are doing Melacha. And the Chua, that is also, they go do Melacha. Women cannot do Melacha. a 22nd is a problem. That seems to be there's a minig in Eretz Yisrael not to mekabel Shabbos. Why? Must be their problems. So there seems to be a minig in Eretz Yisrael not to go do that. Therefore, it's brought down the chaznish that if you cannot find a minig, hold down yichidus. There's a stipel over here, and he says even the case of the sorab betavis, the isim, sorab betavis, people are hungry. He says maish and they not to makdim davening. The isim ay mosad yiladim. There's kids over here. It's a sorab betavis are starving over here. What to go do? He says not masking to change a minig, not to make Shabbos early over here. They went to Shlomo Zalman. Maisha, the kids are going to fall asleep. You know, they're going to miss the Shabbos meal. Where's the chinuch? He says, and the chinuch is, we make Shabbos later. He says, you know what? Put the kids asleep. Give them a nap in the afternoon. I'll give you an eitz over here. Neither the God will tell you there's eitz over here. Maisha said, what bothered him? Shlomo Zalman says, the bothered making Shabbos early. It's not all these reasons we said. Not the reason. He ties his zilzel when half a Klai Yisrael or people are Shabbos for you, and other people are driving the cars and not Shabbos. How can the chilek of tzibur be chol and the chilek of tzibur the maestro be a case of Shabbos? How can it be that way? That you might be people coming out and mamash yont Shabbos or yont whatever it is, and other people might start running in to go take showers and both your clothing over here. And therefore, okay, second Moshe Zalman says. Therefore, the Yashiv says he says you do anything you get out of making Shabbos early over here, and the Yashiv was not maskim at all to make minyanim. He says, if you have to daven early, either daven either b'yechides or daven b'nei svar, to those make a minyan. A guy was struck in the shul. He's against early Shabbos. This own shul has a minyan. He has his own shul. That's not. Maisi says, he writes a tshuva. My own shul has. I don't make a macha against him. What's wrong? That's his macha to tshuva. But his own shul has. Maisi has a minyan. So the Yashiv was against making at least b'nei shiva for the minyan. The svarim they do. They had the omer hobo. Daven b'yechides over here. So come out with Maisi. We have a mini gate to stroll that the only way is Maish, not make early Shabbos. There's a mini clay to stroll away. Now, the way has brought down Yashiv says, they start, love doctor to have this mini. Before I see the strong, love doctor to have this mini.
They don't have this
mini.
It says,
they don't have this mini.
Corrupt people from America, they have
money?
People in America, they have a
mini gate
to stroll on this.
People keep doing it.
The Mishnah on Sochem and Dafbem test, when you go to the mini week, we came from where we're going to. Give examples. If people live in Yerushalayim and you go somewhere else outside Yerushalayim, then the place can, that's the minute through life 40 minutes. Also, I'll tell you something like 40 minutes. I don't know that. But now, Meister, to take your. Meister, come on this farm and say, to take care, again, we have over 20 problems. To take care of Baruch of half of them, at least of 10 of them, maybe have an eighth of switching the order around. That means, what the island is. What the standard way of making early Shabbos is for Shidavin, Shmoneh, Shema, Birkat Kreshma, you come home, you make Kiddush, you have the Sudo, and you have all these different problems. Can you switch things around and Kabbal Shabbos at home, have a look at Theris, have the meal with the kids are there, and then mill the Sudo, most of us still mill the Sudo, go down Ma'ariv, and then come back. Can you switch the Seder around? Is there any problem with doing that? So, first, the Simon Reish Ein Alfin Sevdalit over there before that way, but on the place of the page, you're allowed to switch it. Before Shataz that way, before Shemachar Vrom, Al Yabo, Graz, Chayodo, Mishabur, Archon Shulchan, says it's Vadi Yalatu, Koy Yalatu. However, they do point out, this is a Goyin, Mais Rav, Bishkuf Yizayin, a big pick book, who exactly this Mais Rav is over there. The Mais, what it says over there, is it says you cannot say, change the order out. The Davning of Mais goes first, there's Emes and Chuva that way. The Kavachayim being done up in the Rizal, in Yonim, up in Soid, Davening goes first. After you can have the meal over here, a Moshe, a Messiah's Moshe goes this way. And therefore, to switch it around, the Istim, G'dolim is Manenu, on the Shabbos, Shasat Chak, that you have to make early Shabbos, what is better to go do? Is it better to switch the Seder around and have the Seder first, or Davening first? So the Ist of the Asher, and the Asher says, if you have to, Echnami, you should have the Seder first. Berkut says, Echnami, have the Suda first. When the Isa of the Yashu this, he said, but don't do it. Don't have it with Shabbos. But if you have to, with Shasad Chak, he said, then, down with Echnami, then don't do it. My mission, don't switch around. Again, what? I said, then switch around. Said, we were trying to switch it around. So he comes to Lochus, from Shmuel, switch it around. Shal Shani, can't be asked the way he asked him. He says, don't switch it. My goes first. That means the newest people. Maisha, you go to the Shemati, you go to Berkowitz, he says, if you have to, I think he says, Maisha should, but if you have to, he says, B'shasad chak, a person should switch the order around, Mekabel Shabbos, have the Suda then the Emsa Suda, or after the Suda, then the Ma'ariv over here. I'm not going to scream with the 22 problems, I think I'm going to have 22 problems. Oh, I forgot that. Taco. Another Indian. Thank you. I forgot a couple of things over here. Wow. I'm not sure why I forgot them for. Just the page?
40, 50.
Yes.
You're a guest by someone. Should you
invite
them?
Yeah, I missed a couple of things over here. Fine. Alright. Yeah, another problem. Missed out. Shkarech. Negate Mei Brochus. Now, on a regular Shabbos, a person misses out 22 Brochus. We learn the Sugi Mei Brochus today, some read Sadi, also some involved. So, to make up 22 Brochus, fine, Yenashalach. Let him know Negate to hearing the Kriyas HaTorah. And then after you hear the bracha, you say Amen. You have mind to be yitzah. He has mind to be yitzah. You no problem. And ulay b'shas the chaksa the chometz chaim. You can listen to chazar shas and say in case of Amen. We make early Shabbos. So where's your brachas kriyas shema on Friday? Where's your shmon esrei on Friday? Where's the kiddush on Friday? Where's the amitzi on Friday? So it comes out. Are those brachas over here? Are they now? Mei brachas, where do you count them? Are they part of Shabbos? Or are they part of Friday? It's coming from the Zalman, and Cheshlem, and Shuvah, and the Tzav Chochma, and the Liashiv, and the Ashtomach. They say it's all part of Friday. And then it ends up you're missing 37 brachas on Shabbos. Missing 37 brachas on Shabbos. It's not that simple, even if all you guys are pregnant, to go to the bathroom 37 times on Shabbos. It doesn't happen that way. And you have to have mind, 22 is not that simple. But it can be done. 37, if you don't know the sugya, it's come out in the shach, you battle, may brachas. Now the others disagree. But Vazir comes along and says, anything that's mitzad Shabbos, it's part of may brachas. Rabbi Yoim is a different word. He says, anytime Moshe Mechola Kodesh, it's negan may brachas. I've been between Vazir and Rabbi Yoim, how you say it over, is what happens to go to the bathroom after Moshe Mechola Kodesh. Not part of Shabbos, but Mechola Kodesh. The question is, where does the bathroom come part of? One Echshia, Moshe the Bing Mavucho, of when you count the Mei Brochus, it comes out to make early Shabbos, noch a problem, Mei Brochus, noch a Indian, also, the get to Samozin, whether it's Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos or Chodesh or Friday, what is the Ali Rabbi? So, same thing like we spoke with the Gate of Davi, the Gate of the Sud over here, it come out the same Indian over here, that if Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, like this time, I mean, to make early Shabbos, you say Shabbos and the Ali Rabbi. Rosh Chodesh on Friday, you might not say Ali Rabbi. Another thing that does happen, that people have a lot of mikvah on Friday night. That means every week they make early Shabbos. Now what? This Shabbos not make early Shabbos? The kids wonder why, what's happening over here. So are you allowed to make an early Shabbos when a little mikvah is on Friday? And you start the Suda? Because what is you doing Chafifah? Doing Chafifah on Erev Shabbos. The law is after Chafifah, you're not allowed to eat. Not allowed to eat. So you do Chafifah, and then what? Everyone will have the Suda except her. Well, what are you going to do? You have the Suda over here? To come on the Paiskim and say, she's not allowed to eat. So every single Seder says, you can't make early Shabbos. Number one. Number two, Pamukim Tsar Godel Obusha, when you're going to Chavarim or your in-laws at law's coming, therefore, then there's a case of Busha over here, then on that, B'Shat Zechak, the Maishi can eat, but not eat Basar. That means, if it's just you and your family, you and your wife, you want to make early Shabbos and the young kids over here, you can't. Halacha is you're not allowed to eat after chafifa. But tzar gadol busha, then you should be lishmach to eat, but not a case of ulcer. Which again, people do not even know this halacha over here. Fine. So I think now we covered the nyan and the get to why a person might maisa. Halacha maisa. Again, to switch it, some people do. It takes care of a lot of problems, not take care of all the problems. You switch your order around. At the end of the day, the usher times is b'shas adchak. That means you go to England a certain times of the year. Shabbos can be mamish level on a Thursday. Tell me, you did not make Shabbos early. There's mamish no Shabbos over here. And I think the Kashbach is coming to tell me something. Again, my wife's living Thursday to America. So I'm taking my kids to my son and tell Tzion for Shabbos. My son tells me, Tati, will we make early Shabbos? What? I can be sure about it. Unlike your kids have 3, 2, and 1. Like, yeah, we're making early Shabbos. So I'm not going to tell my son. Listen, I'm a guest. It's his house over here. I'm a guest. At the end of the day, I'm a guest. I'm coming with 5 of my kids to his house over here. No. I'm a guest. At the end of the day, it's this Shabbos, like, the last time I made early Shabbos, I think kind of a year ago in America, in Lakewood, I made early Shabbos. Because they were in Lakewood, they do that. Don't know why. But I guess every time I learn a sugya, you know, it has to happen. So at the end of the day, I think I'm b'shas adchak. You guess you listen to the, you know, komash over bile bile and say chutz bin say b'shas adchak. By the way, I think what I'm gonna follow what my son does. He's a bile boss. I'm a toffel. He's the ik over here. I'm gonna follow my son. That's what I'm gonna go do. Right? And I think that's the correct thing to go do. This is not worse than all these Shalom Bayis cases. I myself listen, I'll do frittatis. No. I'm not going to impose anything upon it. So at the end of the day, Avada, again, I will not say, look, listen, Kaplan's also. I won't say that. But I would say it's not the correct thing to go do. Let's Bashat Chak. Bashat Chak, yes. Yeshim Lishmark. Because he might have a debar. Again, you have to know what's good for your family, what's good for what's around you, what's the stream around you, what are you trying to impress, different sugyas over here, and sometimes maybe you can have shown even for yourself. Again, so I point out all the problems. Again, the problems are stark. And it's not the correct thing over here to go do. But about it, Yeshua and Lisbon, Puchazi Maidam in the bar. Sif Gimel. Negeta Mayriv. So, Negeta Beres Kriyashma, Kriyashma, it's a same davening of Yimei Chol, Yimei Shabbos, except one thing we switch is the Nusach Lashkivenu. That means by Yimei Chol we say Shema Amo Yisrael, and Shabbos we say Oporos Lenu. And the reason that speaks out the Mishmura quoting from the Rishon already, because in Shabbos we do not need a case of a Shmira, and therefore we speak the switch out the Lashon over here. Come the Taz gets involved with exactly what that means, how we do need a Shmira, don't we need a Shmira, and Taz over here. When we say Oporos Lenu, it's coming when you say the Mishoros Avodah. And the Mizam from the Arizal, a person should get up. I mean, you ever see when the people before Shemoneh Esrei went to stand? The correct thing says, Yisoyed V'shoyes Avoida, get up before you say Yisoyed V'shoyes Aleinu. That's used to stand up. You see, the newest people get up V'shoyes Aleinu. Sorry, no, I don't get to. V'shoyes Aleinu, Yisoyed V'shoyes Avoida. Come on with Shari Tshuva on the page, and then brought down Beresh Chai and others, and the Mizam from Chaim Vital, why to get up? Because the Mekabal to a service Nisham Yisayro, Mechinas Alaylo. That's when you get Neshama Yisrael. You're getting up for Neshama Yisrael. Now, the question here is, before we see newest times, that you get Neshama Yisrael. Some say you get it by Baruch Hu, some say you get it by Kabbalah Shabbos. So when exactly are we getting the Neshama Yisrael? So you look up the Shara Kavonis, which has been open shown to me. There are 3 different Neshama Yisrael you're getting. You get by Kabbalah Shabbos the Tzeves Nefesh. By Baruch Hu, you're going to the Tzeves Ruach. And over here, Freistland Sukkah Shlomech, you're getting to the Tzeves Neshama. Akav, no one says when you go to the mikveh, you gain the Neshama Yisrael. We spoke about what's going to the mikveh. No one says going to the mikveh. So maybe that's, I'm not sure which chiluk of the Neshama Yisrael that is. That's
actually,
I don't know. Later. The Shakamah says you get 1 by Kabbalah Shabbos, 1 by Baruch Hu and Ufrois Lenu. And therefore, it says the Shai Tshuva, you should stand up by Ufrois Lenu. What? I hear? Now, come to the person. What happens if he made a mistake? He says, Shema Amma Yisrael. Usually, those people are not talking to the Siddur here. And he comes along with the Shibuf, the Paiskim, the Rab, the people go to it. Depends when he said it. When he remembers. If he remembers Achag Kedei Dibur, Lokh Meiser, Yisrael, Yinachal Yisrael, because Medina is not a problem with Nusakal here. If it's Taik Kedei Dibur, so what do you do? The Shibuf is very clear. You don't go back to Freis Lenis Sukkos Shleimecha. You do not go back to that, because then he has to say Baruch Atah Hashem. You go back to when you said Baruch Atah Hashem, you say Shem Amo Yisrael Ad, take the deeper, you go back to post, you go back to say Miyad, the post, Sukkot Lady Shalom. Do not say Baruch Atah Hashem. You don't go back to the first part of the Nusach, go back to the second part. That means you end up Shem Amo Yisrael Ad, go back and say post, Sukkot Shalom Lady. Now let's say a person says Baruch Atah Hashem, and then he realized, you say Lam Denuchu Kecho, and go back to say, over here, now, Paris. To come on the Aruch HaShulchan Tehillah David, says, not Makin Fila, don't say, L'Denei Chukecho. You say, Baruch HaTorah Hashem, you Mamshech, you say, over there, first line, Sukkot Shalom Echo. Never forget. Yeah. do not go back to say the say a parish a shalom. Yeah. Now let's say you made chol. What happened? You also made a mistake. Say if I can't, says let's go Shabbos. Come on, the place can say it's not makiv. Either way, the rice is not makiv. Now the Mishnah brings down that some have a minig say for shalom when they sell it for Shabbos. Now it's very clear that this minig is brought down by Lavush and the Taz, right? From Godim, Mishabura, the Minan, such a minig. And different Mishnah brings down that on Yotif we say Bidav Moshe, on Rosh Hashanah we say Tikkun B'Chodesh, Yom Kippur we say Kibbu Yom Hazeh. Kidua, those who do not have the minig, they're going to not have this minig over here. They held it as a hefstick, Chaim not held it as a hefstick. And therefore, Menatel says the minig of Prushim in Yerushalayim is in Eretz Yisrael is not going to say it over here. By official, by Ashton, the Maestro would not say it over here. A sigmund is the idea of hefstick. And the main question, what happens when the people do say it, or the place where people do not say it? Let's say, for example, Hasidim, even Yerushalayim, they do say it. I know the Tzibul Maestro, they do say it. And they come to the Tzibul Maestro, they say not to the Davin Yeshiva Smir, but the Yeshiva. The Maestro does not say it over here. Or they come to Chaim Blin, the father of the Negro. The Maestro, they start saying Mishamu, because everyone in America says it, except Chaim Blin. And they start saying it. So the question is, what do you go do? So first, say it out loud, every time in Chaim Blin, there's always a few people start saying Mishamu out loud, and they shush them. That's partial. To say out loud is a problem. The Baya of Lishis Gredu, a Baya of being pushed with that Seber, a Baya did not say out loud. So that's partial. If I can, let's say a person who does not say it, and now there's a place that the Maestro does say it. What do you go do? The Maestro, a Shiloh, the Yashiv Maestro says, you have a right to go say it. Agam the Goyin himself, when he brought down the Maestro up, he himself, the Maestro, would not say it. In a place he would say it, he would not say it. When the Maestro not saying it, the end days of Chash Be'etzik speaks out the Svarim, unless it's Nikri, they're not saying it. How's Nikri, they're not saying it? Says the Kerem Salachas, if you down for the Omid, it's Nikri, they're not saying it. Then says the Kerem Salachas, what are you going to do about the Omid? He says, don't down for the Omid. Make sure it's not Nikri over here, otherwise you have a problem. The only thing I have a Shiloh over here, there again, the two separate Menhogim, the Negate of Shamu. Is it the correct thing, the Negate of Shmiro, or is it incorrect, but the Sugi of Hefsik? I have a hard time defining what makes something his minig. Like, I know most of us dive in different places over the years, some of yeshiva, some of us back to see them, depends where you grew up, depends what country you're in. So, what exactly is a person's minig? What defines your minig? The question with Chloe is, if this bothers me, because I've dive in yeshiva, I grew up in Tank over here, I dive in the Chaim Berlin over here. Like, what is my minig? I don't even know what my minig over here is. I don't even have a minig. Then I always run into problems. No, I just do whatever I want. This Shabbos I don't say it. Next Shabbos I do. Is that Tatsi Asasri? No, Bikahildi can't say it. If no, I don't have to say it. Then where's my Shmiru? I should just say it over here. So I'm confused. I don't ask me what I do. Do it quietly. Whatever it is quiet. In the Sugya, come on the Mishmur brings down the idea of that Toch Kedei Dibur. Now, what is the Shia Toch Kedei Dibur? So the Machlok is it three words or four words? Shamalach Rebbe Mario, Shamalach Rebbe. Over here, the Mishmur contest examines four words, Shomalach Rebbe Yomari. They point out the Mishmur and Reis Vov, a Simitov Pei Zayin, they bring down the Shomalach of only three words. They'll point out, of course, the Steer over here, Bibu Vuch among the Achwein, who had an answer to the Steer's Mishnah Bura, the Shein Alochas is the question. The Maestro Be'ikri Paskim, three words, not like the Mishmur over here, so the case over here is four words, which comes out to Be'ikri, a second and a half or 2 seconds, is Shomalach without the word Rebbe, without the word Mari over here. Now, the Gemara of Rishon Bnei Yisrael Shabbos, just two things we came across already. Rishon Bnei Yisrael Shabbos, the Rosh HaTevis is Bia. And therefore, he spoke out, the Rosh says, therefore, with this Indian, this man Oinah for Tanu Chochum is on Lel Shabbos, because Rishon Bnei Yisrael Shabbos. And the Rosh speaks out, therefore, our brothers for Chlal over here, our Sasugi of Oinah over here. And he spoke out, Sinan Rish Pei over here, how the Rosh brings down the gate to eating Shom. Va'id Rishon Bnei Yisrael Shabbos, a couple of Gemara in Yuma that brings down, that you should bechal one Shabbos to Meshem Shabbos and Harbei. Also, based upon this Pasuk, it also we spoke out by Riches, the Simur Shavtes, what the Naf means in the gate of this Pasuk, how you darshan it. By Meshem Shem, next time, we mamshach the Sugil of davening, other Chalach of davening on Shabbos from Simur Rish, Tamachas, and Arvus as well.
Shkoyah!